Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff. A thick drizzle from the sky, like a curtain sudden sweeping. The seabirds stopped their tuning, the ocean went mute. House lights over the water dimmed to gray. Two people were coming up the beach. She was fair and sharp in a green bikini, though it was May in Maine and cold. He was tall, vivid. A light flickered in him that caught the eye and held it. Their names were Lotto and Matilda. For a minute they watched a tide pool full of spiny creatures that sent up curls of sand and vanishing. Then he took her face in his hands, kissed her pale lips. He could die right now of happiness. In a vision, he saw the sea rising up to suck them in, tonguing off their flesh and rolling their bones over its coral molars in the deep. If she was beside him, he thought, he would float out singing. Well, he was young, 22, and they had been married that morning in secret. Extravagance, under the circumstances, could be forgiven. Her fingers down the back of his trunks seared his skin. She pushed him backward, walking him up a dune covered in beech pea stalks, down again to where the wall of sand blocked the wind, where they felt warmer. Under the bikini top, her goose flesh had taken on a lunar blue, and her nipples in the cold turned inward. On their knees now, though the sand was rough and hurt, it didn't matter. They were reduced to mouths and hands.